your book's journey isn't over after it's been launched. Nope, it's got a whole lifetime ahead of itself. And so while I'm leading you through writing and launching a best-selling book, I'm also showing you how to make that book work for you for the rest of your career and your life. Welcome to Launch Your Book with Anna David. Hi there, you're listening to Launch Your Book with Anna David. I am your host, Anna David. Every week, I answer your questions about how to launch a best-selling book that will change your career and your life. And I interview people. Today, I'm answering a question. And this is what to do 60 days, 30 days, and on your release date. 60 days before your release date, 30 days before your release date, and on your release day. So let's talk 2 months before. Number one, decide whether or not you're going to do a pre-sales approach. Ooh, this is a complicated one. It used to be that pre-sales was the way to go because people who were going for the bestseller lists, all sales that happened before the on-sale date counted towards first week sales. Unfortunately, people caught on to that. And, I'm actually not privy to the back end of bestseller list. God damn it, I wish I was. But apparently that doesn't work anymore. What we know, what Amazon says, is that it gives priority to new books. So let's say your book is up there for 6 months. When it comes out and all the attention is on it, it's not going to get the kind of juice and the amp up in the algorithm that it would get if it was new. So we are super, super careful about not uploading books too early. We have lots of clients who have heard about, oh, you want to do pre-sales. They think pre-sales are cool. We'll do it. We always say we shouldn't do it, but we do it. And I just think about our immediate gratification society. I am not somebody who buys something and says, oh, it's not coming for 6 months. Cool, let me buy it now. I say it's not coming for 6 months. Let me buy something that I can get tomorrow. God damn you, Amazon did it to us. So that's step number one. Decide if you're going to do pre-sales or not. Compile a launch squad or an advanced reader team. You should be doing this 2 months before your release. I've entire episodes about how to do this. I have entire email sequences. You can go to the show notes to get links to all of that. Figure out who is going to be in your advanced reader team. Don't start emailing them until 6 weeks or a month before your actual release date, but start gathering them. Decide if you're going to do readings or events or reach out to make arrangements. That's something I'm doing right now with Party Girl, online events, events in different cities, that kind of thing. Make a promo video. Yeah, there's Clips app, which I've talked about, which is free. There are very inexpensive video designers you can find. You could also spend a fortune, of course. For Party Girl, I just recorded some audio and I hired an editor who made a 30-second video teaser that I'll use for promotional stuff. You have whatever budget you have, just decide where your money is best spent. Oh my God, that terrified me. I was gone because somebody knocked on my door. Whew! Anyway, I'm back. We're super professional around here. You have a limited budget, so do you want to spend it on a video? I don't. Okay, research book blogs or any advanced press. You can pay to have reviews in Publishers Weekly and Kirkus. To me, that's not worth it. My books have already been reviewed in there. It's not going to sell any books, but it is some legit social proof. 30 days before, be working on all of these things. I recommend putting together a media kit for your site. That media kit can just include your photo, your book cover, a book description, and just it means if you can get media interest, it's so easy for the person writing about your book to just go, hey, you don't have to do this. Like, hey, will you send me your book cover? Blah, blah, blah. Like, here you go. Download what you want there. Upload your book to BookFunnel, which is $29 for a year. Again, I talk about it in the Advanced Reader Team episode. give your team that link. I would say write your newsletters ahead of time. This is assuming you have a newsletter list. I write about three, and I know that I'm bombarding my list. And if you're on my list, you know that I do that to you. And if somebody's going to unsubscribe because they're pissed that you are telling them about your book, they were not for you in the first place. Plan to update those newsletters because you don't want it to just be, hey, I have a book out. You know, maybe it's, hey, it's a bestseller. Hey, I was on this TV show. Hey, whatever it is. It got 50 reviews, whatever it is. Make quote cards of your best lines to post during release week. It's very easy to create those on Canva. I recommend using the same font and color of your book cover. And you know those quotes, you'll post them on Instagram, you'll post them. You know, the greatest thing is obviously someone else, the quote resonates so much with somebody else that they start posting it. It's just a way to kind of get your best lines out there. While you're on Canva, create cover images for your Facebook cover, your Twitter cover, your LinkedIn cover, and wherever else you want that feature your book and show your book cover. Super easy. Again, just get the dimensions right. Canva, again, will do this for you. On places like Facebook, you can say, hey, this is the book. Click here to get it. And then as the caption, you can put a link to where they can get your book. If you are going to do blog posts for guest sites, this is the time to get it together. I just pitched a big site a guest post. She didn't say yes and she didn't say no. She said, I'll consider it when you write it. I mean, I don't know. I wanted, yes, whatever. I'm going to write it and put myself out there yet again. Update your website. Get that new book up there. Maybe if it's your personal site, get it right on your homepage, an image that features you or and your book or just your book or whatever. Reach out to people who can help promote your book when it's out. This is the time. Do those uncomfortable requests. Come up maybe with a release day or week contest. And that can be, you can do something on Instagram where you say, type your favorite line as a caption and I'll give the winner an Amazon gift card or whatever it is. Obviously create your Amazon author account if you have not already. Optimize it with keywords. We've talked about that in previous episodes. Deal with your Goodreads account. I mean, I'm not a Goodreads fan, but it exists. So, you know, deal with it and continue to bug and delight your advanced reader team. Now, if you have followed my system, you have uploaded your book for your ebook as 99 cents. 3 days before your release, go get that launch squad to go buy and review it. Stay on top of them. Don't cave to that temptation to reach out to family in your inner circle when you're in your launch squad gets a little flaky, because your family in your inner circle probably doesn't have an Amazon history of buying the books like yours. You don't want to screw up your algorithm. On release day, if you have decided you would like to get your ebook price back up to $9.99 or something like that, change it. It usually only can take anywhere from a few hours to a day on Amazon to change that. Make sure your book is on your homepage and in all those places. Swap out your social media, those social media things that you've created on Canva, make them all clickable so they lead to your book's Amazon page. Post and promote those quote cards, post and promote that video, post and promote that contest. Continue to bug and delight your launch squad. Even if they haven't reviewed it, the book may not be 99 cents anymore, but you can still be like, hey, this was a great review that somebody did. Maybe you could do yours or whatever. Encourage your friends to help promote your book. Take screen grabs of any of the top 10 lists your book hits on Amazon. You get this wonderful number one release tag. Take a screen grab. Do Facebook Lives, do Instagram Lives, do YouTube Lives, do Lives. I talked in the Pat Flynn episode about how he did this awesome live launch party, and that's, I think, the best example I've ever seen. I've done them different lives for books. And of course, update your newsletter sequence. There you go. That is your checklist. And in fact, if you go to the show notes, you can grab this as a download, a book release countdown checklist. So just go to launchpadpub.com/blog/what. That's launchpadpub.com/blog/what.
Thanks for joining me this week on Launch Your Book with Anna David. For more info about the show, go to launchyourbookpod.com, where you can get show notes and so much more. If you got anything out of this episode, I can't tell you how much I would appreciate a review. And don't forget, my company, Launchpad Publishing, is here to help you at any stage in your writing and publishing journey. Just go to launchpadpub.com for more, and be sure to tune in next week for next week's episode.